All right. So, Ben, give us some sport this morning. Let's get into a couple of things that are happening this weekend. Beyond the Scoreboard, Ben Karpinski is with us, and let us check out what is on the agenda, powered by Superbets.
Well, if it's sport you want, it's sport I got. Jeepers, there is so
Ben's
much this weekend.
Ben's face just lit up.
This it's a like good weekend for topic. Sports.
And he's just like, yes, it's the only reason why I come to studio.
Well, it's that and underwear fashion tips, obviously. So we got to start with the rugby. I feel terrible last week. I didn't back the Bulls. And, you know, there was merit behind it. Leinster are really good. Munster, the other Irish team, really good. I thought it'd be an All-Ireland final. Mm-hmm. So much so that those arrogant sons of bitches in Munster, they had a billboard on the Saturday saying Bulls versus Munster. They were still playing Glasgow. Then they lost to Glasgow, and now they're not even in the final.
Wow.
I love stuff like that.
I had an argument. I backed you last week, and somebody said to me, yeah, the Bulls are going to win. And I said to him, no, they're not. Ben on the show this morning, yesterday morning, said to me, no, they're definitely not. And this guy was like, he was horrified because he's a Pretoria guy through and through. So he was right. And it's seldom that you call it wrong. But what are your calls for this weekend's game?
Well, the thing is, I try to base all this on stats and a bit of understanding of watching games. Your mate, who you speak to, he's got one stat. The Buller number one. That's his stat. And it's the same stat every season. It doesn't change. Yeah, exactly. But what I will tell you about this game is that people are obviously calling the Bulls are going to be the big favorites. Okay. And I understand why, home ground advantage, there's travel, all these kind of things. But Glasgow are actually a really bloody good team. And one of the really odd things about what makes them great is that they kick the least. So in rugby, you actually don't win the game with the ball. The Springbok show this time and time again. Then the All Blacks did a lot as well. When you kick the ball, you have more chance of winning. There's a lot more to go into than that, but I'll leave it at that. So Glasgow have the least amount of kicks, the most amount of running, ball in play, everything. They're a frenetic bunch of winners. So they've also got incredible tackle efficiency. So they just don't miss tackles. The Bulls, though, are like 12th, 13th on the log. They do slip some tackles, but they're the best dominant tackles. So you got two teams that are the most two attacking teams in the whole URC. And that's what makes this final so great. Glasgow, though, on the high felt, I don't know if their strategy really works. Mm-hmm. When they were down here last, they lost to the Bulls, bit of a flattering result, and they lost to the Lions. So all this ball in play, not kicking, is tiring. They've just played in Ireland. They've now got to fly back to SA. It's going to be a bit haggard on their system. So I would say this game's going to be closer than people think, but the Bulls are still going to win by 6.
Okay.
Okay.
Gareth, that makes sense. Can you now tell your mate?
Well, Ben.
Is that your mate?
I think you're coming to Pretoria to watch the match, right?
Damn right. I'm going to be there, but I'm going to be there early as well because at 3 p.m., the Springboks are playing Wales. And oh my gosh, at Loftus in the beer tents, the general field area. It's going to be full from 3 watching the Springboks. Bryce smoke, bad choices, booze.
You can tell this mate of mine. You can tell this mate of mine and all the other Pretoria guys who are exactly the same as him. Okay, you can tell him all of this that you've just said to me now. And then I don't have to get involved at all. Then he can still go, yeah, but you were wrong. Eh?
Yeah, no, that's fine. And another thing about the guys like that, when the Bulls number one, when they do lose, the ref's puss. That's the other follow-up phrase. Yeah. So yeah, look, I'm not going to go too much into the Bok test because it's the first one of the season. It's a bloody strong side that Rusty has announced here. Wales, they did very badly in the Six Nations. In the World Cup, they just beat a pretty useless Australia. So again, not much to draw into that team. But the whole thing is, this is the run out before we play the Irish. And it's an exciting team. That backline looks hugely dynamic. We've got Hendricks and Edwill van der Merwe. Those are the two debutants from the Lions. Otherwise, we've got tried and tested players, and there's some exciting players coming off the bench as well. We've got to get into the Euros, because the Euros right now are the biggest thing in football. And of course, football's the biggest sport in the world. So I have to respect this.
Yes.
Now, England, they obviously go into the tournament with so much hype, but they deliver so little. Like, they could wear none of those sexy underpants. from earlier, because you know they're not going to deliver. They're not going to rise to the occasion. Nooks and snarks with England. And they showed it last night, you know. They score early. They then just go into their shell. Denmark come back. And if you're a plucky enough team, you can draw with these Oaks or win. And that's the thing. That is the thing about them. And all their fans are very self-deprecating. They've gone through this before many, many times. And it's no surprise. Thankfully, though, there's a game after that that was much better. Spain versus Italy. Those two teams are good teams, and Spain were even better on the night. Although it was an own goal by Italy, 1-0, they won that. So for this weekend, we've got Poland versus Austria. That's tonight at 6. Netherlands versus France, 9 o'clock. That's a big one. Kylian Mbappe broke his nose, but he's probably going to wear one of those funny mask things. Mm-hmm. You should
the
be.
One that covers them completely almost.
Yeah. It's not a good look, but you got to do it. And then Saturday, we've got Turkey versus Portugal at 6, Belgium versus Romania at 9, and then Sunday, Germany versus Switzerland at 9. Those are the pick of your best matches for the weekend. And I really think, like, Spain are looking so good. Germany are looking so good. Portugal, I think, are dark horses. France, yeah, maybe just below that. And then England and Belgium don't even look into them. I just don't think they got the BMT. They just don't. So there is a lot of cricket on the go at the moment as well. The Proteas beat USA. Yeah, Sabir, you probably think, shouldn't they?
Well, I also know the Proteas have a tendency of kind of leading us on and then like cheeky cheeky.
A win is a win. But the funny thing was that, like, they obviously were going to beat Australia, USA, and they were doing so well against them. And then the South African Oak host scores like 70. He used to play in the Free States. He was a top player. He took the game relatively close. So big wins, or strong wins, for SA, England, and India in the Super 8 phase of this. Okay, so now Super 8s mean that there's two groups of four, and the two top teams from that go into a semi. So we've got USA, England, and the West Indies. And we play England today at 4:30. Now, England love playing the West Indies, defending champs. These folks are good. In T20, they're good. They've got good players. So that's going to be a very, very difficult match. And they've just hammered the West Indies, who are the home favorites. So that'll be at 4:30 today. Yeah. So there's also a bit of cricket on the women's front. The Frotias, they're in India at the moment. They lost the first...
They actually call them the Frotias?
Well, I like to call them the Frotias because otherwise they're just known as Proteas women. Proteas women? Proteas way better.
Pants with Frotias written on it. That's great.
Yeah. See, now there's a female line of the underwear. Frotias because she's offering a flower. Yeah, see. It's a whole line of merch you're looking into here.
It's amazing.
All right, so the Frotias, they almost made history by like chasing down this ridiculously high score in the second ODI against Indian women, but then it came up short. Sunday, the third ODI, they're already down in two of those. They then play one test, and then they play three T20s. So it is, I mean, if you're a general cricket fan, you look at this and go, oh, disappointing. But you know, the more that these women tour, the more they get entrenched in what it means to play the big games, play in the different conditions, play against the best players. And, you know, it's how long have they been touring for? Not very long. The Proteas, since 92, they've been touring solid, okay? So I think, you know, this next generation coming through for the Proteas are going to be very strong. These heartbreaking losses like this week, they're really going to stand in good stead for the bigger things. Still in women's sport, Gareth, because I know you want more of that.
Yeah, of course.
It's the KPMG Women's PGM Champions.
Okay, so what do we got
for the majors?
The PGA Champions for women's is. And what are we watching?
Yeah, so the women's is, they have the four majors just like the men's is. And Lexi Thompson currently on top there. Nelly Korda, one behind. And then we've got a whole bunch of women whose names are very difficult to pronounce. So that's like women's golf right now. See, like I like watching women's golf. Because I like watching sport where people do things that I can't. And these women are very disciplined. They're very accurate with their shots. So you got that to look forward to. But it's actually a bloody good weekend of golf all around. So on the PGA Tour, they've got the Travelers Championships. That doesn't mean there's just caravans everywhere and people trying to buy moody furniture and old goods. Mm-hmm. It is a proper event on the USPGA Tour. And what's really great about this is that it's at the TPC River Highlands. So it's beautiful. Tom Kim thinks so too. -8. He's leading that one. Also, another really cool event to watch is the KLM Open in the Netherlands. That's where the DP World Tour is right now. So Mikko Kohonen, he had a great round. So did Matteo Manasero. And on the Challenge Tour, Rupert Kaminski from South Africa, he is 6-under at the Open de Bretagne. He's playing in France.
So what? Bretagne. Brittany.
No, it's not Bretagne. It's Bretagne.
Yeah.
There's G's and N's and all kinds of things. Anyway, it's a really big part of golf because July 18th, Open Championship. So that's the final major of the year. Yeah. And then we're going to wrap it up with, I mean, we could talk about UFC, but we'll talk about that next week. But UFC 303 is basically done because Conor McGregor fell out with a stupid injury. And Dana White, to his credit, he scurried around to try to save the card, but it's not looking very good. But the Spanish Formula One, this could be the most exciting Formula One of the year so far. 10th race of the season, right? So we're in a really great part of the season to have something that's quite critical. Red Bull haven't pulled away as expected. Ferrari are still there, thereabout. McLaren are pretty solid. And Mercedes, they're going to talk a big game. And they do have quite a fast car at the moment. Now, everyone knows the circuit really well because they all test here. It's always on the circuits. It's a real favorite that all the drivers go to. But it looks like the weather is going to be rainy again. It's one way to nullify the competition. And I think it gives players into Red Bull's and McLaren's hands. Mercedes probably has the quickest car in the dry at the moment. So once it rains, you'll get even more tears out of Lewis Hamilton and George Russell. Yeah. Okay. Got to finish off with all the information. Let's have a little tantalizing multiplier here. So when I speak about the Euros being the biggest thing, so there's so many games every single weekend. That's what's so cool about it. So you turn your TV on after three-ish, there's a good chance you've got a Euros game on. So go to Superbets, go onto the Euros tab. You can't miss it. They've got this little tab on the left-hand side. You have to look for anything. Click on the badge. You get all the games, all the markets. And I reckon for this weekend, go for Austria win, France win, Portugal win, and Romania win. Too outlandish, huh? We're not taking too many chances. That will give you odds of 8.83. So you're 100 down. You're going to get just under $900. I think that's a good bet. I don't think you need to know too much about football. And at the same time, it's got four games that are going to keep you in the mix.
Okay.
Love it. All right. And remember, if you're going to be gambling, that Superbets supports responsible gambling. Strictly now under 18s, winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline number is 0800 006-008. And you can catch On the Bounce with Ben and Sandile every Thursday at 4 o'clock for more sports updates.